What's the highest you've ever jumped?
Well, it's pretty high, and in human terms, it's actually as high as the Empire State Building.
So how high is it in centimetres in your world?
Oh, I've never actually measured it, because it kind of depends how much of a lift-off I get, but I reckon it would be at least a foot or more.
And what size are you?
I'm very small.
Like 1 millimetre, 2 millimetre?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So when you do this jump, and when you come back down, does it hurt?
It's a little bit random. I can't really aim for where I'm jumping. So most of the time I try and land on something soft, like a dog or a rabbit or something like that. Sometimes I just go crash landing.
How many times have you jumped without a rest?
I don't have to rest at all. I have a kind of elastic in my back legs called Resilin, and it literally acts like an elastic band that I can just keep on jumping and I never get tired.
Have you ever wanted to join the circus?
I have, but friends of mine that did join the circus never came back again.
Oh, so you're a bit worried that you won't survive if you go?
Yeah, I think the problem is that they don't. It's not that they get overworked, but they get chained up. So it's a little bit cruel. I mean, it's quite fun performing in front of an audience, but I don't really like the chains.
How old are you?
Oh, in human years, I'm probably about 18.
Oh, so how in flea terms, what would that be?
Just a few months.
And is that, I mean, are you coming to the end of your life? Are you quite elderly in the flea community?
It really depends if I get eaten by a bird or something. Depends what kind of host I find.
And how many children have you had?
Impossible to count.
Thousands?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
On average, how many times a day do you bite?
Oh, not that much. Probably just a couple of times a day, just whenever I get hungry.
What's your favourite animal to bite? What's your favourite animal to live on and bite?
Well, I quite like dogs because they're fairly sedentary. They're not very good at preening themselves or cleaning themselves. So it's quite easy to hang on to dogs' fur. And obviously you get some dogs that are hairier than others. So if you can find a really hairy one, it's quite difficult for them to get rid of you.
So do you have a favourite kind of dog then?
Not particularly, just something fluffy, not too active.
You're quite good at spreading diseases. Are you trying to take over the world?
Not deliberately, no, because actually it's not a great idea if we kill off our hosts. So, you know, I don't mind if I make my host a little sick, maybe. It sends them to bed and then, you know, they kind of quite quiet and I can just, you know, live a quiet life. I don't really want to kill them off because as soon as I kill them off, then I have to jump off and I have to find another host to live on.
Is there anything about you that that could make us like you? Because why should we like you?
I think I'm just really beautiful. I wear this kind of golden armour. I have lots of combs. I'm quite difficult to catch. I can keep people amused for hours when they're trying to catch me. And, of course, then there's flea circuses as well, so I can entertain if necessary.
What are the combs for?
So the combs are pointing backwards. So when I'm on the host and they're trying to get rid of me, it's very difficult to because the combs get stuck in the fur. So what you tend to find is the more fur that the host has, the more combs the flea has.
Is it right that when you jump, you end up facing a different way to the way you started out when you jumped?
It's completely random, to be honest. When I jump, it's usually to try and find another host. So if I feel vibrations or if I detect carbon dioxide, which means there's a living, breathing host nearby, then I'm just going to try and jump in that direction.
Okay, so it doesn't really matter. Is there anything else about you that's quite unusual that we might not necessarily know?
I've featured in lots of poems and lots of art, lots of saucy seaside postcards as well. People love talking about fleas in beds and things.
Can you think of a couple of lines of poetry?
The shortest ever poem was written about me, and it goes, Adam Haddam.
If you had a message for us, what would it be?
I think just embrace us, because we're just beautiful creatures. If you look close up, you'll see that actually, you know, we're just trying to live in harmony with you.